The Supreme Court heard a case today that could have a major impact on people living without shelter and the communities struggling to house them. The case is out of Grants Pass in southwestern Oregon. Years ago, the small city tried to address homelessness by fining people for camping in public. Sleeping outdoors could also land you in jail. Some say that's cruel and unusual punishment, but the city disagrees, and communities across the country are watching closely. Mark Joseph Stern has been following the arguments. He's senior writer for Slate, covering the courts and law. Hi there, Mark.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
So let's set the scene here. Grants Pass has even less affordable housing than most places do. Hundreds of people there unhoused out of a population of about 40,000. Officials began enforcing ordinances that ban camping over the past decade or so. What did the city argue today about why those ordinances are necessary and constitutional?
So the city argued that it is perfectly lawful to criminalize essentially the acts that come with being homeless, and that includes something like sleeping outside under a blanket, along with sort of more obvious and intrusive acts, according to the city, like cooking outside or defecating in public. The other side of this, the homeless advocates who brought this case, they say that that's really kind of collapsing this distinction between status and conduct that the Supreme Court has historically honored. They say, look, what's really happening here is that the city is fining and jailing people simply for being homeless. Yes, they're citing as pretext the fact that they might be sleeping in public, using a blanket, perhaps a tent. But what they're really targeting is the individual's status as not having a permanent shelter. And that is unconstitutional under a line of cases that goes back to the 1950s that say unavoidable human conduct, human behavior, something like being addicted to drugs cannot be punished because it's just a part of the human condition, and that until it takes the form of some kind of action, a state does not have any power under the Constitution to impose any sort of penalty.
So in 2018, an appeals court ruled you cannot penalize someone criminally for sleeping outside. The Grants Pass, though, has continued enforcing these ordinances you just mentioned, even fining people $700, sometimes thousands of dollars, we're told. What did the plaintiff's lawyer argue today?
So the plaintiff's lawyer, who's representing a class of homeless people in Grants Pass, said, look, my clients wish that they had housing, right? And they wish that there were sufficient space in the shelter in Grants Pass, but they don't have housing and there aren't enough beds in the shelter. They have no choice but to sleep outside in public areas because there is no alternative for them. And they are not arguing that they have a corollary right to, for instance, cook over a campfire or to urinate in public. All they are asking for is the right to exist in a public space and to take care of a human need as basic as sleeping. And that for the city to come after them for that behavior is really not punishing a behavior at all. It's punishing them, again, simply for existing in the town as homeless people, and that kind of punishment is cruel and unusual under the Eighth Amendment.
Well, let's hear a little bit from what the justices discussed. Justice Sonia Sotomayor cited testimony from Grants Pass police officers about who they are arresting under the ordinance. Here she is speaking with the Grants Pass lawyer, Theana Evangelis.
You don't arrest people who are sleeping on the beach, as I tend to do if I've been there a while. You only arrest people who don't have a second home. Is that correct?
Well,
who don't have a home.
So, no, these laws are generally applicable. They apply to
everyone. Yeah, that's what you want to say.
So what did we hear from the court's more liberal members?
So from the court's more liberal members, and I think that exchange is representative, we heard a lot of skepticism that the town is not targeting homeless people specifically. You know, the town's lawyer kept saying, we aren't going after people for being homeless. We aren't discriminating against them. We just want to clean up our streets. We just want to ensure that it's safe for everyone to be in public. And what Justice Sotomayor, I think, demonstrated, and Justice Kagan did too, is that really if somebody is just stargazing or somebody is playing with their kids and they take take a nap in a park, that those individuals are not going to be punished under this ordinance. They could be in theory, but the city, really the town, is only going after these people who do not have other housing. And I think that's, again, such an important point for the liberals to make, because they were trying to show that this is status-based discrimination and status-based punishment. And they want to preserve this line of precedent that says punishing someone based on status, you just can't do that under the Eighth Amendment.
So we only have about 30 seconds left here, Mark, but which justices are most likely to determine this case?
You know, I think Justice Amy Coney Barrett asked a lot of interesting questions, as did Justice Neil Gorsuch. They seemed open to the idea that there might be some constitutional limitation on punishing people for conduct that really is intertwined with status that they have no choice but to partake in, like sleeping. But they weren't sure the Eighth Amendment is the right tool. So they might say, we need this case to develop more in the lower courts before we render a decision.
Mark Joseph Stern, a senior writer for Slate, thank you so much.
Thank you.